County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, I-95 Toyota, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Harold Webster.
This is the MCA Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Our sponsors for tonight's broadcast are Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Cunningham Jewelers, and Jets Pharmacy. And I'm Harold Webster. And with us, head coach of the Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey,
how are you doing tonight?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to be here with you. Well, this past Friday night, first playoff game of the state playoffs, we host, and we've got coming in Clinch County. The Clinch County Panthers, who have been state champions numerous times, and they're in the toughest region probably in single A in the state, and they come in as the number three team in their region. We're number two.
Yeah, they probably should have been region champ.
they were a very good team, and the outcome did not come out as planned. It was a great ball game, very exciting, and we came up on the short end, 23-17, lost in overtime.
Yep.
And go ahead and tell us your thoughts on the game.
Well, you know, when we put the program in 2 years ago, the program was 4 wins and 16 losses, and not a very good atmosphere. So the senior class has won 12 ball games, and they played for a region championship this year against the number one team in the state. We're winning 7-6 at halftime. And then we lost to 6A region champs Brunswick. We lost to in Brunswick. And then we lost to Brunswick High, who tied for the region championship. So those were our three losses in regular season. So we were accustomed to a big ball game. So here comes Clinch County in. They are 2017 state champs, 2018 state champs. Lost in the semifinals last year to Irwin, but this year beat Irwin County, the defending single A champs, 13-0. So what had happened was Clinch had been eaten up with COVID and injuries. Their best ball player had been out. Well, guess what? For our ball game, they had no injuries. They had no one out for COVID and their best ball player back. So we were in an absolute war, but it was an electric environment, kind of that keeps people coming back from year to year, you know, or keeps them to, makes them want to come back from to your program year to year and see your kids play because they're playing hard. So it was a great ball game. We just ended up on the short end of the stick and feel like we're going to win some of those down the road.
Well, it was a great ball game. Great atmosphere. Clinch brought a huge fan base, and we had a good crowd. It was exciting, and the scoring started when number 17, Austin Crosby, the last carry that he had before this game was a 96-yard touchdown run against Jenkins County in the final ball game of the season, regular season, and here on his first carry of the night, he goes 70-plus yards for a touchdown on an exciting run and put us up 6-0.
Yes, we went 6-0. Missed extra point, which is rare out of Seth. But Austin, a lot of people say, hey, coach, you ought to move him to quarterback. Hey, coach, you ought to move him here, move him there. Austin is a tremendous football player. He played wingback this year for us. And well, you saw the last two ball games, he was well over 100 yards and scored, broke the counter ice this week. He's quite the football player. So, you know, we felt like with Austin at wing, Jerice at wing, a few other guys at wing back, Trent at fullback, that we could attack you with a three-man backfield and a little bit of play action. So that's what we did all year. And, you know, won 7 ball games that way.
We sure did. This is the MCA Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Is Austin one of your seniors this year?
No, he's a junior.
He's a junior. That's great. We look forward to seeing him again next year.
I
had no idea he was that fast because in the Jenkins game, well, when he went 96 yards, after he crossed midfield, he looked like he was running out of gas. And, you know, one guy from number 11 was about to run him down, but Colby Reed put a good block on him and allowed Austin to score. And in this game, when he got to the open field and they started to – their corners, who are not slow, could not keep up with him. He was outrunning them all the way to the end zone. So he was fast, and it was a great, exciting start.
It was. He broke the counter isolation, and that was a big play for us against a really good ball team. You know, both Clinch and McIntosh, our team, were ball control, you know, clock
they
control.
Are.
So if you notice, it was whoever had the ball had it for a while, and
well,
somebody else had it.
The only breakaway run for a touchdown was from us.
That's right, it was.
Now, they had some good runs. Now, that they had their quarterback, number one, Tyler Moorhead, back, and he'd only been back a couple of weeks.
That's right.
And he looked like an offensive lineman in size. He was huge. But that young man could run.
He was a
brute.
He's a Division I football player. And he, you know, when he was a junior and sophomore freshman, he led them to two state championships and a semifinal appearance till he got hurt. And he's quite a football player.
Wow. Well, I'm glad he's graduating because we won't have to see him again next year.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that
we're probably glad not to see Trent.
Yeah. I was about to say they got a heavy dose of Trent on Friday night. He didn't. I don't know if he got the 100 yards.
He did. We expected them to defend him, but we knew the wingback game would be there, and it was. You know, we broke that long run we just talked about by Austin. What they did to us was kind of neat. They had seen us play against the 4-4 all year long, and we just gashed it. And they ran the old box technique where they got really wide, wouldn't let us outside, and made us turn the sweeps up. Well, we can turn them up, and we're going, instead of getting 10, 12 yards, we're going to get 4 to 6 yards, which moves the sticks, but you're moving a lot slower.
Right.
So that was an interesting defense that they put up against us. But, you know, still, even with that, we had a chance to win it right at the end of the ball game.
We did. At halftime, the score was all tied up, 14 all. They had scored two touchdowns, and we had scored two touchdowns, and we had to go for a 2-point conversion to tie it up. And but the in the third quarter, I mean, they held that ball forever, and
they
drove down and did not score at all.
Well, you know, we were coming out. It was actually 17-14 at halftime. You remember that flub kick? They kicked the
That's right.
So we were down by three, and really the kicker missed the ball. And we didn't recover it. They did. They got a couple plays, and the kid made a great field goal. So we're down, and they got the ball. So they drive nearly the whole third quarter. They're deep in our territory, and it was just one of those deals where you say, if they score, game's probably over. We don't have enough time to get back. So we called a blitz, middle blitz. And the center, I don't know, maybe panic, maybe too strong a word, but he snapped the ball really hard in an odd location where they snapped in that offense, and it caused a fumble, so we got the ball back, and that was a huge play for us.
It was. It stopped a long drive.
Really, Harold, we had the ball most the rest of the ball game after that.
We did. Well, this is the MCA Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and we're going to take a short break for our word from our sponsors.
Joint problems don't just cause pain. They can also cause you to miss out on the things that matter most. Luckily, there's Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our team of board-certified orthopedic surgeons and physicians perform more than 2,000 joint procedures every year. We'll create a custom plan just for you using the latest treatments and technology, including Mako Robotic Arm Assisted Surgery. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
This is the MCA Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Cunningham Jewelers, and Jets Pharmacy. Well, coach, going into the fourth quarter, We got the ball, I think, for one or two plays to end the third quarter and then started the fourth quarter.
We did.
And we went on a drive.
We did. We went on a 20-play drive, 20-play scoring drive that ate up most of the clock in the latter part of the third and the fourth quarter. So, you know, two really good ball control offensive teams. And it went about the way I thought, you know. One's trying to steal the clock and the other one's trying to steal the clock.
That's right.
But we get down and we run the ball down to the one to win the game and get a holding call. I'm not going to sit and talk about the officiating, but it's hard to find that call on film. It was even hard for the evaluation to find it. So I felt like if you're going to make a call like that that impacts the game, you better be really sure.
Yes, I agree.
So we're backed up. We don't score after the penalty. We have to kick the field goal. And so we tied up 17-17 into regulation. So, you know, we lose the toss going into overtime and have to take the ball first. And we run down to the three and get another holding call. And so that backs us up. We try the same storyline, kick the field goal, and miss the field goal.
Yeah, he hit I think it was a 39-yarder he hit the first time, and this one was 40, and it was just wide left. It was I thought he made it from where I was watching.
Net, so it was hard for me to – the net dead behind the goal, so yeah. I don't know. It's not like I couldn't – those two guys had a better look at it than I did.
Well, yeah, and they're standing under the bar looking up so they can see if it's inside the post or outside, and anyway.
It's a nail-biter game anyway, so –
It was.
Clinch gets the ball, you know, in their possession over time, and they run a sweep to the outside, and we got a chop block on the edge. You know, we shut them out third quarter, shut them out the fourth quarter. We get a chop block on the edge that's against one of our better players who's played well all night, and they go down to one, win the ball game. We didn't see the chop block till the film, and we felt like if we were going to get those two holds, then the chop block should have been called. And
yeah.
You know, people are human. You may miss it, and it was just a really tight ball game where some small things like that make a difference, and that's what happened.
Yeah. Well, both teams played very hard. They had a good kicking game, too, as we did. And they were huge, though, on the line.
Yeah, we knew it was – I told you it was a size versus speed matchup. And without number one in the game, we'd probably win that thing by two touchdowns.
Yeah.
With him in the game, he was big and fast and nullified a little bit of our speed. You know, Will Jones made up for a little bit of our lack of size. We moved him around on the defensive line. He had some big stops at key times. So it was a true – you missed a good ball game if you weren't there Friday night.
You did. Outstanding playoff game. Probably one of the best games in the state that night. And with two of the higher-ranked single-A schools playing against each other – on the first round,
yeah.
that's the unusual part
of
the whole thing.
Because it was, you know, they were ranked ninth, we were ranked 12th going in the first round. That's an extremely high matchup for the first round.
It is, yeah. But it was a great crowd, great atmosphere, and unfortunately, it didn't go our way. And but I don't think you or the kids have to hang your heads because it was a really good season, played excellent football.
Yeah, we're back playing good football.
One play.
Yeah, one or two plays here or there. We were back. The atmosphere was great. You know, I can't say enough about the senior class. They went from only four wins their first 2 years in ninth and tenth grade to winning 12 ball games their last two.
Yeah.
And creating an environment that people want to come back and see again next year. So we've got to learn to, you know, win a couple of those big games too.
Yep. Well, this is the MCA Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. Well, Coach, what about overall on the season? You know, we end up the regular season 7-3, and we had some exciting ball games in there. One forfeit, but I think based on what we had seen from how Portal had been playing, that probably would have been an easy win.
Yeah, probably, but you never know until you play. So.
Well, that's true, you know, and. But going forward, how many seniors or starters are coming off your team this year?
Well, let's start with the senior class. We have 10 seniors that play this year, and all contributed quite a bit to our cultural shift in our program to the better. But you know, some of the on defense. The play caller, Miles Wood, he'll be graduating, probably going to play ball at Washington Lee in college.
Mm-hmm.
Miles, you know, he could have played any position he wanted. He's a super smart football player. He could have literally played any position on the field. So, you know, sometimes people may say, why wasn't he here? Why wasn't he there? But we had him in the best position for our team. He was a team captain. So, you know, he'll be missed on defense. Then you have Javon Thomas, defensive end, that's graduating. Then you have Kyle Lloyd in the secondary that's graduating. So we have eight starters back on defense. That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
And then on that's offense, great. We have seven starters coming back, but we lose, you know, Trenton Johnson. Everybody likes to see a feature running back these days. So we've been fun watching him and seeing him grow up as a young man. So we lose him. We lose quarterback Dalton McClellan, tight end Ryan Burkhart. It'll be hard to replace. And then left tackle Ray John West. Yep. We have everybody else coming back on offense. So our wing back play will be strong. We'll look a little different at quarterback. Austin is a little more mobile than Dalton. So Austin will bring that running back mentality to the quarterback position. Where Dalton was, you know, each quarterback has its own set of skills.
That's right.
Dalton was Mr. Icewater in his veins, you know. I never saw him get rattled much in the good or the bad. So Austin, a little more emotional player, a little more athletic. You saw him make some runs. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, we won't have that key back like we had with Trenton, but we'll have a strong fullback game, and we'll have a mobile quarterback game that'll balance. Actually, we'll be a little more balanced than what people think.
Okay. Well, that's good.
One of the keys, Harold, is the kicker. We've got to find a kicker next year.
I know. Yeah. We've gotten so used to Seth for the last 4 years. And speaking of Seth, I can remember his freshman year when we hoped he could get it over the bar.
I saw some of those films. I don't worry about him as much nowadays.
I don't worry one bit. When you put him out there, and there were times when you'd get down to the, you know, the 25-yard line and start to stall out, and I'd say, well, let's get Seth out there. We want a record field goal, because we watch him in warm-ups, and he can boom them. And he kickoffs he's putting in the end zone. So yeah. If he keeps working at it, I think he could get a spot on a college team.
Yeah, I'm taking his films to the recruiting fair down in Kingsland on December the 10th. So he'll be tough to replace, but I feel like we've got him replaced at punter with Will Jones. Will can boom him.
Yeah.
It's going to be the field goals, extra points, kickoffs we have to work on with him. So we may have to be creative next fall at the kickoff position.
Okay. Well, this is the MCA Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network with head coach Bradley Warren. And we're going to take a short break for our sponsors.
Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned. Anniversaries are still coming up. Babies are still being born. And Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Buccaneers!
This is the MCA Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And this portion of our program is being sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Cunningham Jewelers, Jets Pharmacy, and I'm Harold Webster. Well, Coach, let's do a quick recap on the season. We started out with two of our teams across the river. We started with Glenn Academy.
Yeah, I started with a good Glenn team. They won the 6A region championship over there this year. We only gave up 14 defensive points against them, but we gave up 3 turnovers on offense for scores.
Yeah, that was a rough night.
So I hope we play them a little better. You know, the cool thing is this year, Harold, we get both Glenn and Brunswick at home in Darien. So that's probably a first.
That could be very good for us.
Yep.
Well, then our second game was against Brunswick.
Was against Brunswick. So Brunswick returns some really good running backs. They, you know, overall talent, Brunswick was tough this year. They had some matchup. We had some matchup problems against their size, especially a couple of the D1 linemen.
Right.
Their defensive line was extremely physical. So that's going to be a – we've had some really tight JV games with them the last couple of years. So that's going to be a war.
Well, that's good. And I hope we can put a win in the column this year against them. They don't like that when we beat them.
But no.
Little old single A school knocking off a big 6A school.
I've been at both the small end and the big end. It stinks when you're the bigger favorite and you've got to play somebody that's smaller is pretty good. It makes the coach sweat. I've been on both ends of it. So.
Yeah, yep. I think our next game then was against Charlton County.
Yeah, that's going to be
the Indians down there.
You know, I scheduled that game to reestablish some rivalries, but also to get a measuring stick as to what that other region looked like. We could compare. So it'll be pretty much the same thing. It'll be a comparison as to how we play against them and kind of look and compare to the Clinches, the Irwins, the Brooks, you know, how we do. It's a great measuring stick.
It is. They've rebuilt their program. They had gotten down, but they're back.
Yeah, they are. They graduate the Cobb kid. His last name's Cobb, number 7, the good running back, and they graduate the coach's son that plays on defense. Other than that, they've got most kids back.
Yeah.
So all that's scary. All these teams, including us, are reloading. So it's
well, and they missed the playoffs this year, but they were in a very, very tough region.
Well, they missed the playoffs. They were in the playoffs, and then you had Clinch upset Irwin.
And
if Irwin had won, Charlton would have been the playoffs.
Right. And Turner would have been out.
Yeah, Turner would have been out.
Yep. Let's see. Then we traveled up to Bryan County after that.
You know, Bryan County was a very good JV football team. He was extremely young.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he even graduates anybody. He may, but they're going to be scary in years to come.
Yeah. They have been in the past.
Yep.
Then Claxton.
Claxton is a big region rival, and Claxton had two of the best wide receivers we saw all year. You know, this year it was a pretty good battle in the first half till we got it. You know, doubled those guys up, went man in their face, and the guy right. Over the top, and then our run game was able to take over and frustrate them. They graduate a lot, but heck, you never know in that ball game because we've played for so many years in a row.
Yep. Claxton's always been a tough rival. Another one, ECI.
That's probably the scariest team on the schedule, Harold. They've got the number one. I'm drawing a blank on his name right now, but he's one of the best players in the region. They just about do not graduate anybody. They had a very young team this last year. I think they might graduate their quarterback and a player here or there, but we're pretty much going to see that same team.
Well, then it'll be an exciting game. And fortunately, they come here instead of us having to travel up there. This is the MCA Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, after that, this time we have to travel to Metter.
Yeah.
And that was a war here.
You know, it was. They're the region champs. We're the runner-up. We went 6-1 in the region. They went 7-0. They're ranked number 1 in the state. So, our 3 losses were to region champs, or tied for the region. So, we were up 7-6 in that ball game at half, and we were without Zay Lawton, we were without Austin Crosby, without Ryan Burkhart, without Trenton Johnson. I would like to have shot at them healthy.
I would to see. Too. I would have liked to have seen. I think a good dose of a healthy Trent in that game would have helped a lot.
That's a difference maker. So that's going to be a war, in Metter. It has been every time I've coached against them. I think I'm 2-2 against Metter. Going to be a good ball game. And, they're coming off regardless of what happens Friday night, they've had a stellar season. So they lose their quarterback, middle linebacker, and fullback. But most everybody else is back.
Yeah. And they stepped down. They've been in 2A, and they stepped down to single A.
Yeah, I expect them to go back up to double after this next year.
Well, let's hope so. Scrubbin County, another team that came down from double A.
Yeah, Scrubbin was a really big football team this last year and really young. So they're going to graduate most of their skill kids, but they have a lot of kids coming back. So I think they'll be an improved football team as far as quality of players next year.
They were, the word to describe their line was big but slow.
They were. We just, everything we did that week was we lined up head up on them and took a gap, and we just didn't let them know which way we were going.
That's right. then Portal, they got stricken with COVID and other problems and had to forfeit against us.
Yeah, they had to forfeit against us. They forfeited a couple of ball games this year due to COVID quarantine. I don't know if it was their players had it, but they were quarantined for sure.
Yep.
And, you know, we didn't play them this year, but looking at film, I thought they were improved from last year to this year.
Well, and they're very small, one of the smallest single-A schools in the state, too. And being where they are, you know, Bullitt County, they draw, probably draw players. Some of their kids. So, and then Jenkins County, a much improved team, big line, some good skill players, and we knew that was going to be a tough game.
Yeah, you know, they thank goodness they graduate most of those kids, so they graduate the tailback, all those linemen.
That tailback, he looked so small out there, but boy, could he play?
Yeah, number two, he was really strong. You know,
he put that foot in the ground and cut.
Coach Johnson did a great job of getting his kids into something simple and effective that they could do, and gave us a fit.
They did. That run game of theirs was tough. It was tough to find him sometimes behind those big linemen.
Yeah, you know, I knew
he'd disappear and he'd come out.
Ever held them, they would have a hard time stopping us. And that's what happened.
It did. We wore them down late in the game, and it was another great ball game. Well, Coach, coming to the end of the show, it's been a great season. I wish we could do another show, because that means we'd have won another game or had another game. But unfortunately, all things end, and the 2020 season is over. But I think it was a good season for Buccaneer football. You're going to have a lot of kids coming back next year, and I'm really looking forward to next
season. Yeah, I am too. You know, we've been business as usual in the weight room this week. We haven't pouted or pooped our lips out.
That's good. Go back to work.
Yeah, they're learning how to take a win and a loss in stride, so that's good.
Well, I got one more question before we sign off here. Where does Clinch go?
Clinch goes to Pelham. I really felt like the winner of the Clinch McIntosh game could make a good playoff run.
Yeah.
So Pelham's region champs over there. They run. I spoke with a Clinch coach today. Coach Tyson said that Pelham runs a spread offense. They've got some really good defensive linemen. So, you know, with McIntosh or Clinch, who's a run oriented team, to stop the spread, you got to play really good defense. Number one, number two, you're going to have to keep their offense on the sideline with ball control.
Right.
And so, you know, if that works, Clinch goes on to win the state championship, I might be sick to my stomach, but. We'll see what happens.
We know Clinch can control the ball, especially with number one, if he stays healthy.
So. I feel like if Clinch can play some defense and control the clock, they'll have a great shot at winning a few more ball games.
Yeah. Well, that's it for our show, Coach. It's been a great season. I've enjoyed doing this with you, and I've enjoyed watching the team, and we'll do it again next year, okay?
That's it. Thank you.
All right. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.